This is Ozarks at Large. More than ever, we're all looking for ways to feel less isolated. And fiction is one way to bring people closer. The University of Arkansas's Honors College is using the magic of a beloved book series to help their students and staff stay connected. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth explains.
Hi, everybody. I'm back for Chapter 2 of the Harry Potter Story Hour. Thanks for joining. Coming at you from my home library.
That's Chelsea Hodge, a staff member in the Honors College at the University of Arkansas, addressing a group of students and university faculty via a live stream. Since last week, she's been offering up daily live readings of Harry Potter.
It's a personal interest and passion of mine. I teach a class on Harry Potter to honor students. And last week, we started up the Harry Potter Story Hour, which every day at 3 o'clock, Monday through Friday, I read a chapter of the first Harry Potter book, and it streams live on Microsoft Teams.
Each spring, Hodge heads up an event for students called the Honors College School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. But with the campus shifting to online classes, the event was canceled. So she and her colleagues were looking for a way to connect with and engage students outside of their schoolwork.
And a colleague of mine suggested this, what if you read Harry Potter out loud in like a story time? And at first I thought it was really cheesy. I just didn't think college students would be into that idea. But I have a group me text message thread with the students who took my Harry Potter class last fall, and I told them about the idea, and they were surprisingly into it. They said that, you know, they were kind of lonely and their days are pretty monotonous, and they just thought this would be kind of a comforting thing just to take a break from schoolwork and just listen to a beloved book and have somebody read it to them.
In late March, J.K. Rowling, the author of Harry Potter, relaxed copyright restrictions for teachers so they could tape readings of the series for students stuck at home. And Hodge says when the Honors College was coming up with the idea, they thought it was important for the readings to be both live and read by someone the students know.
With a number of students in the Honors College, I really have this kind of a reputation, for good or bad, as being somebody who just really, really loves Harry Potter. And so I don't know. I mean, I think anybody could do it and it would be fun. But I think there's something really special about it being live. When we were planning it, we talked about what if I pre-recorded the reading and then just posted them at the same time every day. But we also decided that even if students aren't participating, a lot of them mute their mics and video cameras and just watch and listen. So even if they're not actively participating, there's something just nice about it being live and knowing that you are sharing in this with somebody else at the exact same time. And, you know, I start out, I kind of welcome everybody. I give them a random update about what's going on in my life and ask them to share about theirs if they want to. And so there's just kind of that connection there that there's a real person at the other end of this and not just a pre-recorded audiobook or something like that.
Hodge says finding comfort through fiction and literature is natural during uncertain times, but she believes the Harry Potter series offers something special for her students.
I think a lot of it is it's an escape. I think that's one reason people love Harry Potter specifically is because it's this whole other world. But when you read the books, you feel like you're a part of this secret other world. And when our own world is so uncertain and challenging, there's something just immensely comforting about just entering another world and entering it with other people who have that same, you know, love of the books that you do. I think that's true of all fiction, but I just think kind of the universal love of Harry Potter and just kind of the deep knowledge that a lot of these students have of it is really important. And a lot of the students read Harry Potter first as kids and then continued rereading it. And so there's just this connection to more normal times, more, easier times perhaps in childhood and before kind of these big scary things that were happening in the world became, you know, reality for them.
University of Arkansas students, faculty, and staff can listen to the Harry Potter Story Hour each weekday at 3 p.m. with their Microsoft Teams account and through the link on the Honors College Instagram page. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.